You can't always take a vacation when you need one. You've got kids screaming, bosses demanding, money woes. But you know as well as I do that sometimes in the hustle and bustle of life, you need a break or else you're not going to be of much use to anyone. So when that time comes, why not try a little traveling in your own backyard by checking out some of the local gardens? Writers Marina Harrison and Lucy Rosenfeld say you'll probably be surprised by the range of options in your own hometown. The pair have put together a book called Garden Walks after exploring 101 of the best gardens from Maine to Virginia. They're here to give us some hot tips on the cool garden scene. Lucy and Marina, let me first ask, in case any of our listeners haven't thought much about this subject, if someone isn't a gardener, are they going to get the full benefit from or even really enjoy visiting a garden?
Well, I think that everybody likes to walk through gardens because they're beautiful aesthetic experiences and they're fun, and you can imagine that it's your garden and you can meditate.
And a lot of people like to walk, and it's a pleasant place in which to walk, I think.
I remember as a kid being blown away, and I wasn't, you know, I was a boy, I mean, garden schmardens, being blown away when my parents took me to Longwood Gardens.
It was
near Wilmington, Delaware, but I think technically in Pennsylvania, right?
That is in Pennsylvania, you're right.
And I went back, I mean, I've never forgotten that tableau. Take us on an imaginary tour through a favorite garden. Tell me what I'd see and smell as we strolled around. Marina, you want to go?
One of my favorite gardens is Stonecrop Gardens in Cold Spring, New York, which is a beautiful town in the Hudson Valley. What I loved about this garden was that, first of all, it's a beautiful setting on top of a hill, very rocky, and it's a rock garden as well as a water garden. So there are these magnificent plants in this very dramatic site, and you walk actually in the garden, you feel like you're part of it. It has these immense boulders that look as though nature put them there, but they were actually put there by the landscape designers.
Lucy, what's your favorite garden?
Derek Fell's Cedar Ridge, which is in Pennsylvania, not too far from Philadelphia. And he is an English photographer and garden expert who has a fascination for Impressionist paintings and Post-Impressionist paintings. And he has taken a series of famous paintings by Renoir and Monet and Van Gogh and created them exactly as they look in the paintings. And so when you visit there, first you see, or afterwards, depending on what you prefer, you see the painting, and then you can go out and walk through it, come to life. And he's built a Monet bridge with iris under it, and he's got fields. He's got a garden of vegetables and flowers, just like the painting by Pissarro, and it's very striking.
What are some of the best-kept secrets? What gardens are the ones we don't know about?
One of my favorites is in Maine. It's called Thuya Lodge, and you have to climb a mountain, and there it is, a big formal garden on the top of the mountain.
One of my favorites is called Deep Cut Park Horticultural Center in Middletown, New Jersey, and it belonged to a mafioso named Vito Genovese in the 30s, and then there were all kinds of mysterious things that went on there. And so even though the garden today doesn't look particularly mysterious, it has this very, very shady past, and so it's sort of evocative of other times.
You just don't dig too deeply when you're planting bulbs, right?
Oh. I hadn't thought of that.
I find peace and tranquility here in Washington when it's all going to heck. At Dumbarton Oaks, did you include that garden?
Yes, we did. That's one of the premier gardens of the whole country, I believe.
And then there are two other Washington ones that we mentioned, Kenilworth, which is an aquatic garden.
Mm-hmm.
And the Franciscan Monastery gardens are beautiful as well.
What's a water garden?
It's a garden in which water is the main focus, of course, and they plant
lilies
and cattails and lotus and all kinds of things that grow well with water. The Kenilworth Aquatic Garden, for example, is particularly beautiful because you walk around it and you see these lilies reflected in the water.
Name some other kinds of specialty gardens.
Topiary gardens, which are gardens in which they cut hedges into shapes of animals and birds and also into triangles. And there's one in rural Maryland called Ladue, which is probably the most famous and has a full fox hunt made out of plants.
There are Asian gardens that are inspired by the gardens of the Far East. And an example of that would be Innisfree, which is a magnificent garden in New York State. A very tranquil place, which is perfect for meditation as well as walking.
The Asian gardens, we should mention, have a real philosophical bent behind them. They combine transient and permanent elements like rocks and sand, and they're very carefully designed with water often and with little statuary.
I believe you have visited gardens designed for the disabled. What are those like?
Mostly they are designed for people who have hearing and sight disabilities. And they are, although there are many gardens, large gardens that have trams that will carry people around who cannot walk, but the hearing and the sight disabled have braille examples. They specialize in having plants that have a particular feel and touch and odor to them. We have a number of eccentric gardens, if you'd like to hear about them.
Absolutely.
One of our favorites is the garden of an expressionist artist who lives on Long Island, and it's called Madu, which means my dove. And it has 45 small gardens all attached, which are extremely eccentric. They are designed to be unlike anybody else's gardens. They mix blueberries with roses. Some gardens are all white or all purple, and they change every year, and they are great fun to visit.
Another garden, another example, is in Connecticut. It's called Caprilands Herb Garden. It's full of all kinds of herbs and flowers that are mentioned in Shakespeare's works, and there are all kinds of quotes as you walk down the garden path.
And that lady has an all-white garden and an all-moon garden and an all-purple garden. Very unusual.
What's an all-moon garden?
Flowers that show up by moonlight.
Oh, my goodness. Are you guys gardeners?
Well, we are sort of. I mean, we don't claim to be great gardeners. We are appreciators of gardeners.
Our mothers were better gardeners than we are. And I do have a garden, which is somewhat of a mess.
Well, that's because you had to write a book.
That's right.
Marina Harrison and Lucy Rosenfeld's new book is called Garden Walk.